こんにちは。
こんにちは。バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。 iPhone のアプリで文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので、そちらもぜひよろしくお願いします。1個目、マックス・プランク研究所とドレスデン工科大学の研究で、ストレスを抱えている人を見るだけで自分のストレスホルモンも増加することがあると分かりました。実験は恋人同士および異性の他人同士で行われ、1人にストレスがかかる問題を与え、もう1人にそれを観察させました。するとストレスにさらされている相手を見ていただけで 26% の人にコルチゾールの増加が見られました。ストレスにさらされているのが他人の場合は 10%、 恋人の場合は 40% でした。
According to research conducted by scientists at the Max Planck Institute for Cognitive and Brain Sciences and the Dresden University of Technology, some people experience elevated levels of stress hormone when observing others who are stressed. 26% of subjects involved in the study displayed measurable increases in cortisol when observing others in stressful situations.
まあ確かにね、ストレスまみれの人とか、いつも疲れてる人と一緒にいると自分までなんか疲れるみたいなのあるよね。
I actually think the effect is stronger in Japan than it is in other places, because people here are much more aware of this idea of kooky. Right.
確かに。
And people tend to operate on the same frequency when they're in groups. Whereas in Western culture, individuality is almost prioritized.
Yeah.
And people really try to be different and not necessarily are willing to change their attitudes or act like they feel a certain way, pretend that they're happy when they're not. Like, that's not really a thing that's that common in Western culture.
そうだね。これよく言ってるけど、まあ、Western って言っても、でもやっぱヨーロッパと南米は、さらにそういう、なんていうの？すごい悩みとかを相談しても、いや、へえ、みたいな。日本とかアメリカだと結構、本当に親身になって考えてくれるから、そのなんか相談に乗ってるうちに自分もなんか同じレベルのストレスにさらされてるような感覚になるときあるけど、まあ、私はあんまりそれやらないけどね。結構冷たい。
あ、そう。
結構冷たいというか、なんかあんまりこう人の問題を自分の問題にしないように心がけてるっていうか、じゃないともう疲れるじゃん、やっぱ。だからなんか悩みとか相談されたら一応は聞くけど、そんな、なんだろう、そんな感情移入しないようにするっていうか。
You know? You can't show up at a funeral and maintain the good mood that you might have had on the way there or something once you see all these people around you.
まあね。
It's an extreme example.
Yeah.
But
確かに不謹慎って言われちゃう。
It's definitely a real phenomenon, I think. And I mean, that's an extreme example, but I think it occurs on less severe levels than that.
だから特に家庭とかね、だとその、まあ、毎日一緒に暮らしてるからあんまり気とか使わないようになるかもしれないけど、その例えば男の人だったら会社から帰ってきてすごい機嫌悪いとか、奥さんもね、なんかこう子育てで疲れててとかなってると、お互いね、相乗効果、ストレスの相乗効果みたいな、こうさらに悪化しちゃいそうだから、なるべくポジティブにした方が。
If you don't empathize with other people or with the group, you're considered KY.
そうだね。Or just an asshole.
Well, you might be, but とりあえず KY.
Yeah, そうだね。でも私前、昔から結構なんか、みんながなんかに対して怒ってると、なんかだんだん冷めてくるとか、ちょっと甘尺的なとこがある。あるけど、やっぱそれでもね、確かに、ストレスとか、文句が多い人とかの近くにいると、自分もなんか、ああって感じにはなるけど、だから人に移さないようにしないといけないよね。自分だけならまだいいけどさ。
There's this concept in Buddhism, of enlightenment. And they say that you need two things for enlightenment, and that's wisdom and compassion. compassion being like empathy.
Right, right.
And they say that you can't be enlightened without both of those things. And you can't truly be wise without compassion.
Right.
And you can't truly be compassionate without wisdom. They say that wisdom gives rise to compassion.
Okay.
So as you become wiser, you start to understand people's situations better.
でも確かにそれは結構普段の生活の中でも見るよね。あのすごく辛いことをたくさん経験した人ほど自分のより辛くないような他人のちょっとした辛いことでも素直にあ大変だねって言える、そういうのがない人に限っていやなんかあなたの悩みなんて大したことないじゃんみたいなもっと大変な人いるよみたいな感じで、全然
yeah, I think sometimes people aren't compassionate because they don't have that wisdom, they don't have that experience or that knowledge about that situation. But if they were aware, they would be more compassionate naturally.
それは確かにすごいわかる。あのいるね、人によってそれは全然違うけど、いやそう気をつけようと思った人にストレスを移さないようにね、こう、次、イギリスのリーズ大学の教授が骨盤が広い女性は狭い女性に比べ性行為の経験が多いという研究を発表し波紋を呼んでいます。研究では18歳から26歳の女性の骨盤の幅を測り性行為の経験についてのアンケートに答えてもらいました。骨盤が36センチ以上の女性とそれ以下の女性で比較すると骨盤が広い女性の方が一夜限りなど恋人以外の相手と性行為をした経験が多いという結果が出ました。今回の研究では骨盤が広い女性は出産のリスクが少ないため性行為に対しても無意識のうちに寛容なのではないかと結論付けています。しかし骨盤が広いからといって必ずしも子宮口や産道が広いわけではないことや実験対象の分母が少ないことから他の研究者からは懐疑的な声も上がっています。
A controversial study by a professor at Reed's University found that women with wider hips tend to have more sexual partners. The study involved female subjects between 18 and 26 years old. The researchers measured the distance between their iliac crests, or the bony protrusions on the front of the hips, and asked the subjects to respond to a survey that asked questions about their sexual behavior. The study found that women that had hips more than 36 centimeters across had more one-night stands and hookups in their past than those who had narrower hips. One explanation hypothesized for this result is that the risks involved with childbirth are lower for women with wider hips, and that these women are subconsciously aware of this affecting their sexual behavior. Other scientists have doubts, however, citing evidence that wider hips do not necessarily mean that the birth canal is wider.
So, あの分母が少ないって言っても何人って書いてなかったから分かんないんだけど、でまあ、コンセプト的には面白いよね、ちょっとあの、まあ、ただ私ずっと骨盤広いって言われてきたから、骨盤が広いからといってあの安産なわけじゃないっていうのを初めて知ってちょっとへこんだ。絶対なんかちょっと余裕ぶっこいてたのに私安産そうだなみたいな。でもさっきね測ったんだよね、
yeah.
そしたら2人ともうちら2人とも36センチ以下だったね。
Yeah, I was, what was I? 33?
かな? そうそう。まあ。
It's, it's between your iliac crests, which I think are just the
bones here,
the bones
right?
on the front.
Yeah. そう、あの、おへそのちょっと下っていうかね、骨盤の骨のところ。まあ。
You're aware.That your hips are wider.
Yeah.
When you are, and
I mean,
you're
here,
aware of
here
how
in
that,
Japan.
Yeah, you're aware of how that affects your interactions with men, too. Yeah.
I guess.
But do you think like, oh, if I got pregnant, you know, I'd just be able to pop some babies out, no problem. But that's not a conscious thing that goes through your mind, right?
Even if it was conscious, I wouldn't be like.あ、安産だからもっと気軽にセックスしようとはならないよね。
But if you had wider hips, do you think that maybe you'd be worried like, oh, if I got pregnant, my childbirthing is going to be risky. Maybe I'll need a cesarean or something. I don't know.
でもかとだからそれと一夜限りの関係を持たないっていうのは結構離れてるよね。10ヶ月後の話だしさ、そのできたとして。
いや。
まあだから unconsciously に動物としてそういうふうに本能的にっていうのはもしかしたらあるのかもしれないけど、あの意識的にはそういうふうには考えないよね、女性は。
They should measure the hips of monkeys and see if they have the same thing going on.
Maybe.
Is that a that might be a dumb idea?
I don't know.
I'm too dumb to know if that idea is dumb.
これ social behavior だからね。ちょっと動物が変わっちゃうとどうなんだろう。あんまり。
I think a lot of it's opportunity. If you have wider hips, if you have the bon cue bon body type,
yeah.
you're gonna have more opportunities for sexual activity.
でもさ、
right?
骨盤が広いからといってお尻の形が綺麗かというとそうとも限らないんじゃないの？わかる？あの胸はさ胸自体だからあれだけど骨盤とその後ろの部分じゃん男の人が見てんのってお尻っつっても、まあ、だから骨盤が広いとウエストが細く見えるからそれはまあお得
Yeah, you can have narrow the distance between your iliac crests could remain the same, but if you're doing squats, squats twice
yeah,
a week,
yeah, exactly. So, so, so. お尻がね、
yeah, and that affects that changes the whole thing.
だから見た目どうだろうどうだろうねわかんない骨盤の広さとお尻の形の関係について考えたことないからね。
But I think there are a lot of guys that like 広さ or 広い方。
まあね。
Either way。
そうね。
Right?
まあ前から見たときね、お尻が大きく見えるからね。
It's a feminine quality.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's not many girls saying, "Oh, I want a guy with wide hips."
そうだね。
Like the wide hip thing for guys, like that.It's actually the opposite. Like narrower hips are almost better. It's the ratio between like your 肩幅 and your your waist for men.
そうだね。
Right?
男性の骨盤気にする人はあんまりいないよね。どっちでもいいよね、別に。
Yeah.
狭くても広くても。確かに。日本だと多分女性も骨盤が狭い方がいいのかね。こじりと。でも最近聞かないけどね、こじりブームみたいな。昔はね、安室ちゃんとかがいて、こうなんかお尻がちっちゃいみたいな。
I think Billy's boot camp killed
that whole
thing.
ね、そう、あと骨盤広い私にはそっちの方がありがたいんだけどさ。でもどう、まあ面白いといえば面白いけどね、この研究は。でもちょっと謎が多いから、もうちょっとね、だから本当に分母をさ、すごい。多くしてちゃんと身長とか体重とかもう加味した上でもう一回やってほしい。それは気になる。どういう結果か。
Black girls have wide hips.
But do they have wider 骨盤?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you had to take an average. And
そうやっぱ人種とかによってもね、絶対違う。
It's a huge part of their culture. As it is in Latin America.
確かにあの日本だとあんまりお尻を褒めるとか太ももを褒めるとかっていうよりももうみんなおっぱいって感じじゃない？あの男性がなんか話すときに結構おっぱいの大きさの話とかそういうのが多い気がする。でも南米とかだともうお尻の話ばっかりじゃん。なんか文化によって、あの着目してる部位が違うよね。
there's less of a focus on face too.
そうだね。日本は顔めっちゃ気にするよね。
Yeah, it's everything in Japan.、Like your eyes,、your nose, like they really 細かく are looking at、 people's faces, like, oh, she has really nice this, or her eyelid, you know, is like, like it's super particular.
But
they don't worry about it that much in other parts of the world. Like, you'll get way further working out and getting a huge butt in Brazil than you will, you know, obsessing over makeup techniques or something.
So, たまに言われるもん。日本人なんでそんなに顔ばっかり気にするのみたいな。なんかもうナチュラルなことだから自分ではそんなに思ってないけど、やっぱ顔ね気にするよね。
Look at the clothing that people wear here. It's much more conservative than it is in a lot of other places. I mean, all the gyaru in Shibuya are really
different.
Changing that, but if you go to anywhere that's even slightly inaka in Japan, what people wear. It's not all that provocative.
So,
like in Brazil, having your ass hanging out is normal. Normal. You'd be at the supermarket and your ass is everywhere. That's normal.
しかも体で結構顔の欠点をカバーしてる、できるっていうかさ、顔がそんな可愛くなくても体がすごい鍛えてあってもセクシーだったら。まあそれはそれでいいみたいなとこあるじゃん。でも日本ってなんか顔がダメだったらもうダメみたいなとこあるよね。確かにね。
Unless you have enormous boobs.
Yeah.
What's that one girl that has enormous, that one Japanese porn star? What's her name?
Japanese porn star with enormous boobs?
Enormous boobs, yeah.
知らないよ。
She's so famous overseas.
Oh.
Like everyone knows who she is.
Like, どんぐらい、もう、おかしいぐらいでかいってこと?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
知らない。
Ridiculous.
知らない。私、日本人の AV 女優知ってる人、ちょっとしかいないもん。2人とか3人とか、本当有名な人しか知らない。
You're on that foreign stuff, yeah.
No, I mean, like, I don't know any porn stars. Like, I don't know their names, you know? Not interested.
I think her name is Hitomi.
Hitomi? 知らない。知らない。私青い空とかしか分かんない。
Yeah.
青い空と小沢マリア。それしか知らない。多分。
あ、そのぐらいでいいんじゃない。
日本の AV 女優。あと、あ、もう一人いるよね。あの、メガ、な、絶対思い出せない。Yeah, it's just these two. あと加藤隆。
あ、リオ、リオ、リオ。
リオ？
リオ。
知らない。She's the one with humongous boobs, or?
No.
Oh.
Hitomi
is
the humongous boobs one. Rio is, she's like, I think she's like part Portuguese. She's like half Portuguese or something.
Okay.
Chou Beijing, but she's a porn star.
なんかさ、みんなでもさ、すごい可愛いのに。
She has a huge ass too.
Oh, okay. すごい可愛いのに AV 女優って言うけど、可愛いから AV 女優なんじゃないの?てか可愛いから有名なんじゃないの?もったいないってこと?普通にテレビとか出れそうなのにっていう意味?
Well, I don't know. Usually people get into porn out of desperation. That happens to a lot of people.
Yeah. Right? So are you saying like cute girls are never desperate?
It's just unusual. I mean, she could have easily done something else.But that's what she wanted to do. You know, that's actually better. Yeah. But it's, I don't know. I don't think it's mottainai. But it's unexpected.
そっか。ちょっと見てみよう。かわいいんだった。次、Amazon は Twitter と連携することを発表しました。ユーザーがツイッター上で Amazon の商品リンクを見つけたら Amazon カートのハッシュタグをつけてリツイートするだけで自分のショッピングカートに自動で追加されます。これまでは Amazon バスケットという名称でアメリカとイギリスのユーザーのみ利用できるサービスでした。
Amazon has recently partnered with Twitter creating a system where if a user retweets a product link with the hashtag Amazon cart, the item will automatically be added to the user's shopping cart. Previously, this functionality wasOnly available to users in the UK and US.
Yes. 便利すぎだね、これは。 もうだってアマゾンのサイトに行かなくてもショッピングカートに物が入れれるってことでしょ。
But you have to be on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. But people are on Twitter anyways.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're never really on the Amazon site anyways. Right?
Mm. But if we use this on our Twitter, I think it would be a disaster.
On our Twitter? Yeah. あ、うちらが物買うときってこと？そうだね。フォロワーいっぱいいるからね。超迷惑。超迷惑。あ、マミがこれティッシュ買ってるみたいな。
mm.
でも確かに人に丸出しになっちゃうから、こっそり買いたいものを買うには向いてないね。
Yeah, you're not trying to retweet、Black Dildo.
そうだね。
On your Twitter to just to get into your shopping、ね、cart.
ちょっと、だから堂々と買えるもの。じゃないとね。でも、mm. 何にしろさ、友達何何百人とか、うちらのアカウントだと2万人フォロワーいるけどさ、その人たちみんなに向けて発信されちゃうわけじゃん、リツイートすると。
Mm.
それ確か受け取る方からしたらちょっとうざいよね。
Yeah, this is marketing genius.
またこいつトイレットペーパー買ってるよみたいな。わかるな。
Yeah, I buy toilet paper on Amazon. I don't give a shit. I'll retweet it.
定期的に、あ、ま、あ、なんか毎週月曜日トイレットペーパー買うんだみたいな。あ、シャンプーなくなったんだみたいな。結構さ、
毎週、how,
what? No, but like, なんでもいいけど、なんかそういうさ、生活パターンが結構見えない？それって。
確かに。
うん。
Yeah, it's weird. You don't really want people to know what you're buying.
うん。ね。
I mean, for some stuff, it's like, yeah, whatever. But for some stuff, it's like, do you need to know that I'm buying that?
ね、そうだから特別なものだったらね、こうみんなが突っ込めるような面白いものとか、みんなも欲しいようなものとかだったら、みんなに向けてお知らせするのも面白いかもしれないけど、日用品とかだとね、あとまあそういう恥ずかしいもの、恥ずかしいもの、そんなに
変わん、do they sell that much?
え、すごいよ。
Weird stuff on Amazon?
あるよ、Amazon。Amazon はそういう。
You've already been through the adult section on Amazon.
いや、あの、Amazon ね、そういうやばいものの宝庫だよ、マジで。何でもあるよ。すごいよ。だから、あの、その、
I guess, like, that's less embarrassing than going into a store, getting it yourself. Yeah.
Than to, retweet の方がいいってこと？
No, to buy...Like adult goods on Amazon.
Ah, それはね、
like if you're some
絶対そうだよ。
S&M aficionado, you probably, you know, and you don't want other people to know. You don't want to be seen、
ね、
going into some sketchy place in Akihabara coming out with bags of
そうだ、ね、
stuff.
でも私そういうの Amazon で買ったことない。そういえば、その見られたら困るようなもの。ドンキに言ってるからね。
あ、you go to Donki. You have that.
そうだよ。
てかでも、Donki。
てかそういうの買うときにもう恥ずかしいとこはないもん。もうだって店員さんもさ、多分もう慣れてるっしょ。っていうことにしてる。
Mm.
もしかして慣れてないかもしれないけど、心の中ではって思ってるかもしれないけど、でもだってさ、コンドームとかもさ、コンビニで買うときとか、あの昔はね恥ずかしかったけど、若いときね。今とか別にさ、なん、あと生理用品買ったりとかもするじゃん、女性だったら。
うん。
何にも恥ずかしくないよね、もはや。でも恥がどっか行っちゃった。
Are you buying convenience condoms?
I have.
You have.
I have. 買ったことあるよ、コンビニでコンドーム。で、あの茶色いさ、紙袋に入れてくれてさ。
Yeah.
だから店員さんもさ、結構ポーカーフェイスでやってくれるじゃん。なんともない顔してさ、そんななんかうわーみたいな。
They're not always poker face though.
嘘、私いつもポーカーフェイスだったよ。
That's just like in Japan, they're pretty good about that. But I've bought condoms when I was in the States. And I had like this woman at the register like gave me a like she like paused. You know they like scan it over this thing.
Yeah.
She like picked it up and she like looked at it. She like looked at me. She like looked at it. I was just like scan that shit. Like what are you doing?
確かにアメリカだったらなんかジョーク言ったりとかされそうだけど、
yeah.
慣れ慣れしいじゃんみんな。だから結構こうズカズカ入ってきてさ、なんか言われそうだけど、日本はね本当みんなこうポーカーフェイスでさらっと 何を買ってもねさらっとあれしてくれるよ。私だから友達にさほら前テンガあげたっつったじゃん、それもドンキだもん、
うん、
それ普通の顔してレジに持ってってで店員さんも普通の顔してレジ通してくれてるけど
She just get all your stuff from Misha.
そうだね Misha, if you're listening to this, I'm still waiting、うん、I'm still waiting for the products.
次、The infusion of young blood can reverse the effects of aging, according to researchers at the University of California in San Francisco, as well as Harvard University. Infusions of young blood in mice was found to reverse age-related declines in memory and learning, as well as brain function, muscle strength, and stamina. In the experiment, researchers combined old and young mice like congenital twins by making an incision along the side of each mouse and then letting the mice heal together. Once this happened, the mice were sharing the same blood supply. After doing this, the researchers found that the older mice had greatly improved cognitive abilities. They went on to then inject blood plasma from the young mice into the older mice. The infusions had some incredible effects on the mice. The aged mice performed as well on maze tests as younger mice. The mice grew more neural connections in the hippocampus. The memory of the mice improved. There was growth of blood vessels in the brain as well as better blood flow. There was an increase in the number of neural stem cells. There was also improved muscular performance, both strength and endurance. The researchers have a theory for why this works. There is a regulatory protein in the blood known as Krebs, and young blood plasma makes Krebs more active, turning on genes that drive neural connections.
UCSF とハーバード大学の研究で若い血液を輸血すると若返ることが分かりました。マウスを使った実験で若いマウスの血液を輸血された年寄りのマウスは記憶力や学習能力、脳機能、筋力、スタミナなどが回復しました。実験ではまず若いマウスと年老いたマウスを合体させ血液を共有している状態を作りました。輸血するだけでも同様の結果が見られ、年老いたマウスの脳機能や筋肉、血管の状態が改善され若返る様子が観察できました。
It's pretty amazing, yeah?
この合体させられた若いマウスめっちゃかわいそうじゃない絶対嫌だ、
mm. He's getting all this old mouse blood.
そうだよ。で隣でくっついてる年老いてるマウスがどんどん若返っていくんでしょ。
Yeah, they didn't, I didn't see them really talk about the what effect that had on the younger mouse.
本当だよ。
Whether or not
おじいちゃんマウスの血を入れられた若いマウスはどうなるんだろうね。
Can't be good. It's better to have all your young mouse blood than to have 50-50, right?
絶対そうだよね。かわいそうじゃない。この、mm. まあ年老いてる方はいいけどさ、なんかそういうホラー映画作ってほしいな、ちょっと。
So we've been
now that we know
we've
this.
been finding, or a lot of news has been coming up like this,、anti-aging related news.
多いね、本当。
And this is, I'm kind of surprised that they haven't figured this out earlier, to be honest. Think about like
this particular thing.
Yeah, like vampires.
確かにね。
The idea of young blood being rejuvenating has been around for a long time. They would drink pig's blood.
なんかそんな簡単なわけないと思ったのかもね。その血を入れるだけで若返るなんて簡単なわけあるかみたいなさ。
You know about like tiger blood and they would snake blood. They would drink the blood of snakes.
Oh yeah, yeah. スッポンもあるよね。スッポンの血。
Yeah, so this
ゼリーみたいな。
So what they were doing wrong is, The animal blood isn't really compatible with us, first of all. And the blood doesn't need to go into the stomach. It needs to be in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
But the idea that you can just replace your old blood with some young blood and it can cure all these things, improve your memory, your brain starts working much better.
Yeah.
Your muscles work much better.
Yeah.
If this is possible in humans, and it does seem like they're going to do human clinical trials with this, would you try it?
I don't know, but...
Let's say you're 60, and you're falling apart.
Yeah, I might try. Why not? Sounds easy enough.
To us, it doesn't really seem that relevant. But there are a lot of old people on this planet.
そうだね。
And a lot of old people that would like to be younger.
マイケルはなんかこれなんで今更って言うけど、今だから良かったよね。今だから人工の血液とかさもできるし、そんななんかなんていうの、昔これがすっごい昔から分かってたら、もっと怖いことになってそうじゃない？
Why?
なんかもっと野蛮なことになってそうじゃない It's like you like kidnap young kids.
Well, that could still that could still happen.
And like,
but yeah, supposedly we can produce, we can make blood now.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that synthetic blood is going to have the same properties that you know real young blood is going to have. That juicy, young.
怖いよね。だからそう考えるとさ、もうなんか若返りたいからって子供から子供とかまあ若い人から血を盗むみたいなさありそうじゃん。Right? しかも輸血だけだったら簡単そうだし。
So the Harvard team involved in this study had a bit of a different methodology towards this. They identified a protein called GDF11,
right.
Which the levels of this GDF11 protein decrease as people get older. So just by replenishing that GDF11 protein in older mice, they were able to get a lot of these same benefits.
あ、そうかそうか。だから血を輸血しなくてもこの何プロテインだけ入れればいいのか。
Yeah, but supposedly there are.
そっちの方が簡単だよね。
Yeah, but I think there are more benefits to actually getting the young blood.
Ah, okay, okay.
Because they have a treatment now that they do in Germany and they do it in certain parts of the United States called Orthokine. It's the thing that a lot of pro athletes are going to do, where they.Remove a large amount of your blood and they spin it in a centrifuge and then they take the clear portion of your blood, the blood serum, and they inject that back into your body to whatever affected area. So if you have back problems, they'll inject it in there, and it has really powerful anti-inflammatory properties and it may even haveSome of the properties that they've identified here in this study, but supposedly that's been amazingly effective at treating a lot of these injuries that athletes have.
だからね、その自分の血をちょっとこう加工して戻すとか、このプロテインを入れるとかの方がいいよね。怖くないよね、コンセプトとしては。人のっていうよりかも。
And when they take your blood out, your body replenishes that.
Right.
That blood.
Right.
So, when you get the blood serum back in, the only thing that's really happening is that just that total serum level with that with those anti-inflammatory things are reintroduced in your body and increased.
だからまあそのヴァンパイアがあれはまあ飲んでるから胃に入れてるだけだけど年取らないっていうのは。
Does it go into their stomach with vampires? Is that?
だって飲んでるもんね。
Yeah, but they're vampires. Maybe it goes into their bloodstream. Maybe their fangs have
fangs?
There's like blood
Vein
vessels
openings?
in their fangs, and when they sink their teeth in,
maybe
it's like just two little syringes that go into your neck and just extract your blood and get it flowing.
So, でもそっちの方が
That's why they live forever.
So, でもそっちの方がぶっちゃけそのフェインに穴が開いてるって思う方が。なんていうの分かりやすいっていうかだってさ歯でガッと刺したところでそっから血が出るじゃん、
yeah.
それ飲むの結構大変じゃんベロとかだけだとだから牙から吸い取ってると考える方が楽そうだよ
It's totally possible because possible would be a stretch but it almost makes sense it almost makes sense because that's the way like snakes work that way yeah
ああ、ベノム出すときに?
Yeah, they actually have some weird teeth that deliver this venom.
そうだ、確かに、確かに、そっか。
Couldn't you evolve to drink blood? Maybe vampires are real.
Yeah. てか、いるよね、あの、 あの牙はないけどさ、人間の血飲んでる人いるよね。
Oh, what?
なんかそういうドキュメンタリーたまにあるじゃん。なんか
In like Papua New Guinea or something?
No, 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 no. It's just like normal white people, like in the States or Europe or
normal
something.
Normal white people.
Yeah.
They're not normal if they drink blood.
I guess, but they look like normal white people. And なんかそのどうしてもたまに血が飲みたくなっちゃうみたいな。なんか、
like、
よくあるじゃん。なんかさ変なもの食べたくなっちゃう、スポンジ食べたくなっちゃう人とか、それと多分同じ感じだと思うけど。Yeah.あのだから人からちょっと血をもらって飲んでたりとか、でもあの清潔じゃないというか衛生的にすごい良くない、感染症とかもあるし、本当は絶対やらない方がいいんだけど。
Can it make you sick?
Not these people. They're fine、
hmm.
っていうドキュメンタリーを、ドキュメンタリーというかなんていうの、プログラム、テレビ番組一回見たことある。普通の人なんだけど。
Have you ever drank your own blood?
What?Drink?
Yeah.
I've tasted it, but 飲んだことはない。
Like you cut yourself really bad and it's chill bleeding and it's getting everywhere.
え、それで飲むの？自分の血を？
I have.
え、なんで？どういう状況？
それ。Well, I'm not like trying. I'm not trying to drink it, but I like. if I like cut myself badly and it's like bleeding a lot and I don't want it to get on my clothes and stuff, I just put my mouth on it.
Ah. でいっぱい口に入っちゃって。それをなぜか吐き出さずに飲み込んだってこと？
うん。
なんで飲み込んだの？なんで飲み込むの？
Like if I'm working on my car or something, sometimes you just get cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want it to get on your clothes because if you get blood on your clothes, it's fucked.
Yeah. So instead you drink
it. So I mean, I have. It's not like I do this every weekend or something.
な、鉄味だった？
Yeah, it's really distinct. Nothing else really tastes like that, I don't think.
そうだよね。
You know.
ちょっとしょっぱいような。
Like if you get a cut in your mouth, you know.
まあ美味しいもんではないよね、別に。
It doesn't taste bad either.
そうだね、確かに。そんなまずいとか、
It's not like,
肝とかではないね、確かに。
It's not bitter or anything weird, you know.
確かに。
What are we talking about?
マイケルが血を飲む話。
次。Religious ceremonies where daughters pledge their virginity to their fathers until marriage are becoming increasingly common in the United States. Purity balls are now held in 48 out of the 50 states and in a total of 17 countries. During the ceremonies, fathers engage in a wedding-style first dance with their daughters, usually about 12 years old, as well as gift them a chastity ring, which is worn as a symbol of their commitment to virginity.
アメリカで娘が自分の父親に婚前交渉をしない誓いを立てるキリスト教の儀式が広まっています。 Purity Ball と呼ばれるこの儀式はアメリカ50州のうち48州で行われており、その他17カ国でも行われています。儀式では12歳頃の娘と父親が結婚式と同様のダンスをし、娘は純潔を意味する指輪を与えられます。これさ、どれぐらい流行ってんの？どれぐらいの割合でこれやってる人がいるのかな。
Well, they have it in 48 out of the 50 states. So,、
その残りの2州が気になるよね。これやってない。
Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just guessing. They're the only ones that are protected. Not protected. That's not the right word to use.
Far away.
Yeah, far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the documentary about this, Pastor Ron Johnson is heard saying, you keep this on your finger, and as of this point, you are married to the Lord, and your father is your boyfriend.
Your father is your boyfriend.
Yeah, it's...
Who's your boyfriend? My dad.
It's kind of weird to have this... I mean...
Okay.First
in
of all,
Christianity,
like,
Jesus is first, like, your relationship with God and with Jesus is a very personal and intimate one. So, I guess that's what this is kind of about. But it sounds creepy to me.
Yeah, it does sound creepy. Your father is your boyfriend. Well, it is creepy.どういう状況であれ To me, personally, it does sound creepy. だってこの father っていうのは神様のことじゃなくて自分の父親のこと言ってるんでしょ。本当のお父さんのことでしょ。
your お父さん is your 彼氏。
うん。Yeah, it sounds
fun. And、you're married to the Lord at the age of 12.
Mm.
But it,、there are some of those ideas in、regular Western style wedding ceremonies where、the father kind of gives the daughter
to the, yeah,
where you walk down the aisle.、
Mm.
So there are some parallels、here with that.
まあ、でも結婚に関してはどの文化でもそのお父さんだけじゃなくてその家族のものである娘を人の家に差し上げるみたいな、
mm.
あるわけじゃん、
yeah.
だからその別に父親なんて父親と娘が別にそういうセクションにっていうことではないじゃん。そのなんか彼氏ですとかそういうことではないから、mm.
Yeah, the point is that it's not sexual. The point is that there is no、sexual activity until marriage.
うん、そうだね。それを儀式で誓うってこと。私でも12歳って小学校6年生とかでしょ？とかまあ中学1年生とか。
うん。
その時私そんなこと考えてもなかったんだけど、まず。その何?
Whether or not to remain a virgin.
うん。
Yeah.
そんなこと深く考えてもないし、なんかこセックスっていうものがどういうものかもいまいちよくわかんないぐらいの感じだったから。
But girls get started on all that stuff a bit earlier, yeah?
What do you mean? At school?
Girls mature faster than boys do.
まあね。でも。
Isn't that a weird thing to think about, considering how、we think of relationships between men and women? Usually the man is older.、
Mm.
But if you're the same age, the woman is actually the one that has been、
まあ先にね、
has had a sexual body for、
ね、
a longer.
そうね、男の子はもう全然、ね、父親として子供を養えないような年齢でも女の子は子供を産めるからね、mm. 同じ年でも、
mm.
でも女の子の方が、ね、精神年齢が高いとかもあるんじゃないの。その年上の男性と結局くっつくのは分かんないけどことがまあ多いのは、mm. でもうちはなんか学校がもう超厳しいキリスト教の女子校だったから婚前交渉の話も出ないぐらいだった。むしろもうセックスとか問題外すぎて like it's so taboo that they don't even want to talk about it.
Did you not have sex ed?
保健の授業はあったけど、保健の授業は保健の授業っていうさ、ニュートラルなものであって宗教とは離れてるから、避妊しましょうとかコンドーム使いましょうとか言われたけど、何結婚するまでセックスしちゃいけませんとは言われなかった、別に。
So I also went to a Christian school、
mm.
but it's funny, I was taught abstinence、mm. before I was taught sex ed.
Oh,
isn't that kind of interesting?
Yeah. Hmm.
It's like, what am I even abstaining from? I don't even know.
そうだよね。確かに。
It doesn't even make sense.
そうだよね。わかんないもんね。やったこともないしさ、若ければ。Mm.そっか。
I don't think it was even part of the actual curriculum. It was just this teacher that I had.、I think it was like some sort of a health something class.
Okay. そうだよね。だからうちは保健の先生が普通の何シスターとかじゃなくて普通の何こう学校のお医者さんみたいなさ、mm. 先生だからあのコンドームの話とか避妊の話とかしてくれたけど、キリスト教あ本当に厳しかったらそもそもねその楽しみのためのセックスしない前提だからコンドームもいりませんみたいなだもんね。
Yeah, and it's not just sex, it's masturbation as well、
mm.
And I don't know if this culture I'm not do they have this sort of a culture in Japan where if you masturbate bad things will happen to you、there are、
yeah.
negative consequences for your health, because in Western culture they used to teach that if you beat off or if you masturbate, it will cause problems. It'll cause health problems. It'll cause mental issues.
まあそれ多分あれだよね。キリスト教で聖書に書いてあるからだよね。マスターベーションいけませんっていう。日本はないんじゃないの別に。だってそもそも日本の始まりがさ、神道とかもうセックスから始まってるからね。
Yeah. But what, you know, what kind of, what is the, what is that position? What is their position on masturbation?
もう普通の生理現象じゃない？
Beating off whole day.
うん。別にそれが悪いことですとか、そういうコンセプトみたいなものはないと思うというか、私は聞いたことない。けど。まあ、だって若いうちはね特に仕方ないよね。トイレ行くのと同じような特に男の子なんてさね作られてるから。
Who told you?
What?
Who told you about all the guys that beat off that we all beat off all men beat off constantly?
I don't know. That's like a 常識じゃん。常識。
そうなの。
でもだから。ダメなんだよね、キリスト教ではね、本当はね。
Yeah, one idea that I think is really interesting is just the reasons for abstaining from sexual pleasure. And that's really what is that pleasure is what's not allowed.
そうだね。あの、私、you know, 前に付き合ってた人は結構すごい信心深くて、あの、日曜日に教会行ったりとかもしてたけど、でもそうするとやっぱりその、まあ、マスターベーションとかセックスが悪いみたいないけないことっていうイメージがちょっと強すぎて、なんだろう、なんかそれが彼に影響してた、いろいろ、それが見て取れたからちょっと生きにくいだろうなってちょっと思った。なんかいちいち罪悪感を感じなくちゃいけない。
Not being able to beat off is 生きにくい。
Yeah, or like なんかそのやったとしても毎回ちょっと罪悪感を感じるわけじゃん彼は。だから
でもやっちゃうの。
でもどうせやるんだけど。でも
That's why it's ridiculous.
罪悪感みたいな。
You know, everyone likes to pretend that no one's beating off.
Yeah, I guess. Do they?
Yeah.
Pretend?
Well, no one talks about it. It's weird to talk about it. If you know, you ask someone, I mean, you wouldn't ask someone, but the assumption is that we all don't beat off, right? No one here beats off. Okay. Like that's kind of, yeah, it is to in any sort of, I don't think that we're normal.
そうなの？いやだってトイレとかと一緒じゃんね。そんなの男の人がさ、俺はやらないよって言ったらもう嘘に決まってるじゃん。じゃない
？Yeah, but the fact that people say that, people do.
何のために隠すのそれ？
Because
なんかそっちの方が滑稽じゃないでしょ。
Yeah, but because of all this guilt that has been associated with it, it's a guilty act. You're committing a sin. You're defiling your sacred body.
だからそう、だから信心深い人だったら、そうだから分かる。キリスト教とか信心深い人だったらもしかしたらやってないですっていう風にするかもしれないけど、別に宗教とかない人はさ何も止めるものがないから、とか快楽がいけないことっていうコンセプト自体がなければね別にいいじゃんみたいな。
What do you think of the theory that it makes you weak? Because a lot of professional athletes still to this day abstain from sexual activity before a match
I don't know. It's possible, I guess, if they say that.
They actually had this episode on like, it was like sports science or something. And it was a female fighter, and they measured her punching power. So they had like an accelerometer in a punching bag, and they had her punch it. They measured how much force she could generate. And then she went and had sex.And she came back and they measured it again to see if her explosive power was less. And she actually punched a lot harder after she had
sex.
で
も女の人と男の人で違うと思う。だって男のそのファイターはその 自分の試合の直前にセックスしないじゃん。だけどロンダ・ラウゼーは試合の前にめちゃくちゃセックスするって言ってた。
うん、
それで勝ちまくってるじゃん。だから
Yeah, she's undefeated.
うん、だから女性と男性違うのかもね。男性は弱くなっちゃうけど、女性はセックスしたら強くなるみたいな。なんでか分かんないけど、男性と女性で違うみたい。
まあね。
うん。
I guess guys sometimes guys just get just pass out, get sleepy.
うん、なんか男性の方が結構エネルギーごと持っていかれるみたいな。その精子を出すことによって。
Yeah, yeah, that's the that's Freud's theory of sublimation, where you if you abstain from sexual activity, you can redirect that energy in other ways.
Ah, そういうこと?
So if you don't have sex, all that sexual energy, you can redirect it towards something else, get something else done.
Okay, だから女の人は多分そうじゃないんじゃない?じゃあ。
Well, I don't think it's true for men either. I think the whole guilt thing, though, it's just a distraction.
And yeah,
just hurry up, just beat off, and then you'll think so much more clearly. This is absolutely true. If the worst decision making happens before you beat off, not after. That's what I think.
フラストレーション溜まってる時はもう頭にちゃんと血液が入ってないでしょ。
Guys can't think clearly if they're horny.
だから下に全部血がいっちゃって上にもうないみたいなことでしょ。
I don't think that's the case, but you know, after that sexual release, then men can really focus and actually you know, build a space shuttle or something. But before that, there's no way thatYou can really focus and get stuff done if you're just 我慢してる。 At least.
Or so. That's you are.
Yeah, that's how I
operate. そっか。
次。Scientists at the University of Amsterdam claim to have discovered the method by which ancient Egyptians moved the massive stones used to construct the pyramids.The Egyptians would transport these stones weighing an average of 2,500 kilograms using a basic sled. After constructing a scale model, researchers found that wetting the sand in front of the sled reduced the force required to drag the sled in half. When sand is wet, something known as capillary bridges are formed by the droplets of water across the grains of sand, greatly reducing drag. The findings confirm what had already been depicted by the Egyptians themselves. Artwork within the tomb ofChehotep depicts workers dragging a sled with someone pouring water in front of it.
古代エジプト人がピラミッド建設の際に平均2500キロもある巨大な石をどうやって運んでいたのか、長年の謎がアムステルダム大学によって解明されました。まず石をソリに乗せ、ソリを引きずるのですが、その際に前方の砂を濡らしながら進むことで砂粒同士が倍の硬さで結びつき、引っ張る力が半分で済むことが分かりました。この方法はジェイホテップの墓の壁画に書かれていました。ちょっとしたあるあるだよね。
So the this sled.
書いてあったじゃんっていう。
Yeah, this the sled is just a basic slab that's curved upwards at the front. And the problem that you have with sand is when you're dragging that sled, the sand just builds up in front of it. But if you can make that sand wet, it won't build up in front of the sled. So they're saying that they believe.That they just poured water in front of this sled, as depicted in the hieroglyphs, and that's how they were able to move these stones, which is a mystery that people have been trying to figure out for hundreds of years, if not longer. I mean, anyone who looks at the pyramids, like, how did they do this?
そうだね。ちょっと行ってみたいよね、実際に。
It's definitely the craziest structure on this planet.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah. Easily. The Great Pyramid of Giza.
しかも目的もよくわかんないしね、いまだに。こんだけ頑張ってわざわざ作った。
There's no treasure room. There was no treasure. There was no body. And what is this thing?
ね。
And it has a lot of very interesting properties. First of all, it's made of 2.3 million stones. Each stone, the average weight of these stones is 2,500 kilograms.
Right.
The largest stone is 80,000 kilograms.
Mm.
80,000 kilograms, one stone.
Yeah.
So the mystery was, how did they move all these stones?
Yeah. しかも運んでる距離も結構半端ないからね。ちょっとそこまでって感じじゃないじゃん、全然。
They're cut from a quarry as far as Seoul, Korea.
Yeah.
To here.
Yeah.
It's really far.
頑張りすぎだよね。
And the 80,000 kilogram stone, they believe they actually floated that down the river on a barge.
だから、barge? 何の目的だったらこれが全部さ、oh, then it's worth it みたいな感じになるかね。Cause like 昔だから機械もないし重機もないし、あと何ガイドラインとかも多分今と違うからさ、なんか事故で人死んだりとか絶対あったわけじゃん。
They obviously had a lot of really advanced technology that no one else had.
Mm. Back then, right?
Yeah. Well, it was. It's. When did they build this thing? Like 2,500 BC or something?
Yeah.
This is supposedly when it was completed. And it took several decades to build it. Mm. There's some very interesting properties that make the pyramid seem as if it was not built by the Egyptians.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually someone more advanced than the Egyptians.
その方がロマンがあるけどね。
Yeah, what's really interesting is the... Well, there's a lot of really interesting things about it. First of all, after it was built, it was the tallest thing on the planet for 3,800 years.
Yeah, それマジ謎だよね。
You can't... 3,800 years and no one built anything taller than that?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Also, it's aligned almost perfectly to the cardinal points, north, south, east, and west.
Yeah.
And not even magnetic north, but actual north.
Mm.
And the perimeter to height ratio is within 0.05% of 2 pi. And nobody knew what pi was back then.
Right.
They didn't figure out pi until thousands and thousands of years later.
Yeah.
Archimedes is the only one that really got that close in 250 AD.
なんかさ、小学校とかの時の歴史とか世界史とかで出てきた時に、もうちょっとこう、まだまだ謎が多いですっていうのを教えてほしかった。なんか教科書だと、
This is what happened.
全部、うん、全部分かってるみたいに書いてるじゃん。
Yeah, and they don't talk about the stuff they fucked up the last textbook they put out.
そうそう。
Because if you look at a textbook now and you compare it to the textbooks that we were using in high school, it's completely different information.
そうそうそう。だからなんかまあ、今もさ、結構その、何、そういう歴史の教科書書いてるような歴史学者のおじいちゃんたちと、その間違いを認めたくないね。そういう人たちと、まあその異端とか言われるような歴史学者の人のバトルみたいなさ常に繰り広げられてるわけじゃん。そういうのとかを学校で教えてくれればもうちょっと興味も広がるというかさ、なんか
It's the mystery that's interesting.
そうなの。なんか結構淡々と言われるじゃん。なんかあこれはエジプト人はお墓でピラミッドってものを建てましたみたいな終わりみたいなさ。
But it's speculative.
そうなの。
It's speculative and these academics.Speculate, and then if you have the best theory, it's considered the facts.
そうそうそうそう。
And then,
だから事実ですっていうんじゃなくて、
they're in a position to just defend their theory to the death. Because if their theory is proven wrong, then it's like, then you don't, you're not as valuable as an academic. So the system is kind of weird.
ね、だからそう事実っていうわけじゃなくて、いろいろ仮説がある中の、まあ今はこれが一番あり得る。説としてこうなってますとか、じゃあ今まだ何解明されてない謎がこういうものがありますとかさ、言ってくれればとか、こういうところが矛盾してるところで誰も謎が分かりませんとか言われると、へーみたいな感じでさ、もうちょっと調べてみようかなとか思う気にもなるけど、もう事実としてね言われちゃうとへーで終わっちゃうからもったいないよね。
Well, yeah, that's what, you know, solving the mysteries is what's supposed to get you interested and make you want to become an archaeologist or something.
Yeah, so, so,
so. It's the fact that we don't know all the answers. And we don't know all the answers about the pyramids or Egypt.
Mm.
It's very mysterious, and there are a lot of different interpretations. I think we've brought them up before, but guys like Graham Hancock and John Anthony West have some compelling ideas on what might have happened. Because there are some things that have not been explained very well by mainstream academics, like the water erosion on the Sphinx.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they attribute it to some weird phenomena. But it looks like it rained on the Sphinx.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Supposedly, it hasn't rained, according to geologists, it hasn't rained in Egypt since like 12,000 BC or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the thing would have to have been constructed before that.
And
the reasoning against that was, oh, well, there's nothing that's that old. Well, now we've found ancient civilizations like Göbekli Tepe are that old.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそう。だからその文明があったっていう年もどんどん前倒しになったりとかさ、なんかもうね、常に新しいことがどんどん分かってたりとか、その新しい分かったと思ったことも間違ってたりとかもするから、そこが楽しいところなんだけどね。だ、恐竜はね、そういう感じにずっと言ってるじゃん、あの本当の色は分かりませんとか。だから私も子供の時恐竜に興味持ったのは一番それ、何、恐竜の色はこの色じゃなかったかもしれないですよっていうのがあったじゃん、図鑑とか見ても。それで面白いなって思ったけど、
They changed dinosaurs so much
all
the time.
It's ridiculous. So like エジプトもそうだし、なんかシュメール人とかさ、なんかもうやばい面白いのいっぱいあるから、そういうのをね、もっとなんかテレビとか教科書とかやってくれればいいのに。
Yeah, it'd be nice to know what actually happened with the pyramids.
ねえ、気になるよね。
It's so strange.
Yeah.で、答え分かんなくてもさ、なんかね、あ、もしかしてこうかなとか自分で考えるだけでも楽しいじゃん。
Assuming this theory is true about the sleds and this is how they built it, it still doesn't, there's still so much that isn't explained. It's not explained how they built it so accurately, so perfectly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How were they so technologically advanced? Why did their technology get worse over time instead of better?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very strange.
そう、そうなんだよ。面白いよね、エジプトね。そう、前回ポッドキャストでこの話した時、あの結構いろんな人が面白い、へーみたいな反応返ってきたから、あ、なんか自分だけじゃないんだみたいな自分だけがこう変なことに興味あるかと思ったけど、みんなも面白いと思ってくれるんだって。
A lot of this stuff isn't in Japanese.
そうね、そう、全部英語だからね。
People doing this work, it never really makes it into Japanese.
そう、全部英語だからね、もったいないよね。はい、お話終わりね。
Yep, 以上。
以上です。引き続きツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラムよろしくお願いします。この間ね、ゴールデンウィークに今見たマイケルが高尾山に登った時の写真とか、トリックアート美術館、そうそうそう、の時のね、それこそエジプトっぽい写真だったよね、あれ。
Yeah, they had some cool Egyptian themed stuff there.
そうそうそう。そういうのとかも載ってるので、ぜひ。
And Takao San is underrated.
Takao San いいよね。近いしさ。
Yeah.
都内から。
It's a nice hike. Like anyone can do it. Seriously, anyone can do it.
一番簡単なルートだったらね、本当1時間半とか、2時間弱ぐらいだし。舗装されてるとこ歩くだけだったらね、全然登山靴とかもいらないし、高尾山いいね。
Yeah.
簡単。
You can do all kinds of temple stuff there too.
Yeah, なんかさ、何でもあったよね、マジ。恋愛成就から、金運から、なんか学問、なんかもう、何でもみたいな感じだったよね。
They have some weird, like, history there too. And there's like special, god.
Tengu,
that is Takao san no like big deal.
Yeah. So so so, 面白いよね。なんかそう、そのテンポも結構大きかったし、普通に楽しかった、めっちゃ。おすすめ。 すごい久しぶりだったけど高尾さん。いや、以上かな。
Yep.
木曜日だよね。
はい。
いつ何回言っても忘れる。どっちにしろ。Okay. So 来週また月曜日。
On Monday.
Okay. Yep. 終わり。Bye.
Bye.